Hello everyone, welcome to Online Seller UK podcast. My name is Prabhat, founder at Online Seller UK, and today we'll be talking about 2D barcodes. And we've got Lorna with me from GS1 UK, and this is a completely different topic to me. Lorna, I think it's good for you to introduce yourself first, and then we can dive into the topic.
Yes, thank you, Prabhat. Thank you for having me back. And yeah, as you mentioned, it's nice to be talking about something that is probably a bit wider than what Amazon or our normal chat around GTINs and Amazon. So yeah, I work for GS1. I'm sure if any of the listeners have seen any of the previous ones, they'll know already. But yeah, my job is to basically sit in between people that are trying to sell on marketplaces and the marketplaces themselves, and then resolve any issues, but also teach them how GS1 standards can help make selling easier, basically.
Okay, excellent. So we know a lot about GTINs. Now we're talking this about 2D barcodes, and that's how the way things are going. So do you want to talk a little bit on that?
Yes, so I mean, everyone has seen a QR code, especially this side of COVID, right? Everyone has used a QR code for all sorts of different things. But the beauty, basically, it's just a different type of barcode, one that's two-dimensional, can be read both ways as opposed to just backwards and forwards like our normal liney ones that we've seen that have been around for about 50 years now. So yeah, the reason that it's moving to that is because you can actually put more data into a two-dimensional barcode than you can a linear barcode. The linear ones that we see, the stripy ones, they literally just hold your GTIN, just the 13-digit number. But a two-dimensional one, so like a QR code would be an example of a two-dimensional one, you can add extra stuff in there. So like a batch number, an expiry date, all of that kind of information, which means that you haven't got to rely on pulling it from a system, which you probably haven't got to hand. It helps with basically recalls or stopping out of date product being sold, but also the format that we're putting it into the QR code is called GS1 Digital Link, which is basically your GTIN going at the end of a URL. And by putting them in that format, it means you connect that barcode to somewhere on the web. So anything that you want to share, you can share with your consumer as well as it going beep through the checkout. So the lot more data. There's a lot more data available. It's just about how you get that to the person that needs to see it at the right time. So GS1 as a whole, so all of the offices around the world, 116 of us, is basically trying to educate our membership and also the industry that the world is moving towards this. This is how you prepare for it. This is the benefits of doing it. And basically, the aspiration is that retailers will be able to scan at least both the normal linear one, but also the two-dimensional one. Because as with everything in industry, you have to wait. You can only move as fast as the slowest person in the industry, right? So what we're going to see is that you'll have both barcodes on there for a while until the slow coaches of the retail world have updated their systems, and then we can take the old barcode off. But it's going to be a while. So the summarize is 2027 to at least be able to scan the new two-dimensional ones on there.
Okay, that's excellent. So it's more information on that particular QR code, 2D barcode. So the immediate question would members would ask: we've already got a membership with GS1 UK. We've already applied the GTIN numbers or EN numbers on the barcode. So what will be the next step for them?
Yes.
So if you could highlight some of the steps on that, that'd be really good.
Yes, I realise I just threw a lot of information at you just then. So hopefully that made sense. But it's basically just putting your GTIN that you already use in your EAN barcode into a different type of barcode. And in doing that, you're putting it into a URL format, which means that it can still go beep at the checkout as it does, but it also enables you to connect it to any kind of online content that you may want to share with your consumers, with someone in your supply chain, because obviously pretty much everybody, I think it's about 90% in the UK, have got a smartphone that's able to scan a QR code. So it just means that basically it can do more than just beep at the checkout. It can do any kind of content connection that you want it to do. So if you've got, I don't know, a video, if you've got some transparency information, so like where you've sourced that product from, if you've got a nice sustainability story, and you've got content on the website, what you find is, particularly for brands that sell through retailers, people don't tend to go to the brand website. So, for example, you don't go to domestos.com very often, do
No.
you? You would go
No.
to Tesco's instead.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
the brand story, probably Domestos and Bleach is not a good example, but someone that's got a nice sustainability story about how it was founded and all of that kind of stuff, they're limited in how they can share that, particularly with the tiny little packets, right? You haven't got much space to play with there. So if you can connect to lots of different content from that one little barcode, you've only got to use that much space on your packaging, but you're able to link it to wherever your imagination takes you, really.
Okay, excellent. So, is there any date, anything that we need to target at for rollouts, or any milestones that we need to think about for retailers for that?
So the retailers, actually, if you sell abroad, so if you
Yeah.
sell into Brazil or Australia, if you're selling fresh foods, those retailers are lightning away. So they're already
Okay.
required. So Woolworths in Australia, for example, they are already requiring a two-dimensional barcode with batch numbers and expiry dates to be able to sell through there, as is a couple of retailers in Brazil. But here in the UK retailers haven't, they're starting pilots, but they haven't rolled it out yet. But what we're trying to convey is that just because the retailer hasn't asked you for the beep through the checkout, there's actually a lot of consumer engagement that you can do from that same barcode. And in fact, all you're doing is getting ready early. So once the retailers have updated their systems, you've already done it. You haven't got to do that. But in the meantime, you've been getting some nice consumer engagement as a benefit while you're waiting.
Okay. And does it have an impact in search then? So I know Zetain has an impact in search, as in Google Shopping and any other places. So this 2D barcodes, does it have different impact in search at all?
What I would say is that we probably are in its infancy, that we haven't really been able to test that. But what I would imagine is that because that URL features the GTIN, you're going to start to see the likes of the search engines to be able to obviously read the URL and say, hang on, this is the same GTIN, this is the same product information. That means I can link it together because it's the same thing that I know it's talking about. And obviously GS1 works quite closely with the likes of Google. So
Yes.
they'll know what we're trying to do. And as the market starts to move to that, they can update their algorithms and start to search for those kind of things. But yeah, I guess we're in a bit of a chicken and egg situation, that who's going to make the changes first. But we've been doing some pilots with some brands. As always, the smaller brands are quicker to move and be able to change things than the bigger brands. But we have got some bigger brands that are doing it. So we're starting to see different bits around which is the most like clicked on pieces of content. So is it the recycling information that people want to know about, that kind of stuff, especially because we've got a lot of legislation coming down the line now around how you inform your consumer of what you either do with the product once you've used it, or if you want to recycle it, or I mean, even something as basic as for medicines, being able to, instead of putting them bits of paper in your packet of tablets to show how to use them, that might not even be the same language. You might have lost that bit of paper. Connecting to the content online, it's so much easier and so less wasteful. And you can relate that to things like instruction manuals, right? How many people chuck that box away? Whereas if you had the QR code on the product, that you can find the manual when you need it, as opposed to rifling through that magic junk drawer that you've kept everything in, it would be a lot easier and a lot less wasteful. So I think that legislation is going to drive it. But as we know with legislation, they don't tend to specify how you do stuff. They just tell you what they want you to do. So hopefully this is the method of choice for people, because it's one barcode for multiple different use cases, really.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. So I think you've given us really good information on 2D barcodes. We're towards the end of this podcast. So is there anything else you want to add before we close?
I would just say make sure that you get in touch with the GS1 membership organisation. If it's the UK that you're a member of, come and speak to me. If it's a different one, go and speak to them because, like I said, don't wait for the retailers to get there. Start making use of the consumer engagement until while we're waiting for them.
Excellent. Thank you again, Lona, for your time today. I'll speak to you soon. All the best.